Yes, hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for the line got disconnected. Sorry for the... Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, so you just do one thing. You just come back to your normal home screen, okay? And open up your Play Store. Just press the home button and come back to the normal home screen. Yes, we are trying to refund you back the amount.
Okay. Yeah.
And now, just erase whatever is written over there. All right. You just do one thing, sir. You just come back to your normal home screen and try to log into your online banking once again. Just try to do it. Just log out and log into your own banking once again. Just try to log in once again. Sorry? Try to log in, sir. And don't make... Don't make any mistakes, sir.
Why is my bank like this?
Sorry?
It doesn't show the number because I have a number of them.
Alright, just wait. The server is going to help you. Just wait. Do you see in the left hand side bottom corner there will be a number 123? Just give a click on that.
What?
And now just put the numbers. And try to sign in. All right, you just do one thing, you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen. and open up your Play Store, sir. Open up your Play Store and don't shout at me, I'm going to help you out. And just erase whatever it's written over there, just erase it.
Erase what?
And type over there, Zip Pay.
What is it?
It's Zip Pay. Z-I-P, Zip Pay.
Zip
Pay. Zip Pay. It's ours. Tell us.
Are you saying?
Yes, Zip Pay. P-A-Y. Zip Pay.
Z-I-P?
And now, yes, now just give a click on search. And now, do you see a red, black color app, Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later? Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on install.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and now once it downloaded, it will show you an option open. Just give a click on open.
Are you sure you're doing this thing right, or are you not?
You are not trying to do, you are just blocking those fraud persons. Like they have registered yourself on this client or platform, so we are just unregistering yourself and providing you the refund, alright? So no need to be worried. And when your wife will come back to your home, when like where she has gone? She has gone for shopping?
She's gonna get me for a while, yes.
And do you don't have the photo of your credit card? A photo?
No.
Alright, and what was the daily limit of that credit card?
Huh?
What, like, do you know what is the current limit of that credit card from the Westpac? Do you remember that?
The limit?
Yeah, what was the limit? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What is the limit?
1,500 dollars.
And now do you see any option like open? Just give a click on the open. Bitter. And now
yeah.
Do you see any option like sign up? Just give a click on sign up. Just wait. And now do you see any option like sign up now? You are blocking those fraud persons. Alright, they have registered yourself. So we are just unregistering you. So now just put your number over there. Put your phone number. Block ho gaya. And now just give a click on send codes. And now you will got the code. So you have to put the correct code over there. And your number is ending with 829.
Yes.
All right. You just wait. You just open up your text messages. Open up your text messages and check have you got the code or not.
Now.
Open up your messages from your phone. Text messages. Hello? Yeah, did you see? It's 090027. I'm going to tell you, it's 090027. Just open up the zip. And now, do you see any option like let's go? Just give a click on let's go. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Just give a click on let's go. And now put your correct details over there to unregister yourself. Don't make any mistake.
What's this?
Put your first name, your middle name, your last name.
Yeah,
just put it over there. Just do it quickly, sir. And your wife has came back to your home. You just
no.
Give a tick. You don't have any middle name, am I correct?
No.
So just give a tick mark on the box. I don't have a middle name. And now put your email address, your residential address. Just beneath that it will show you the address. You have to give a click on that. Just give a click on the address. You are putting the date of birth correctly. It's 22 of November 1974. And do you see, first of all, just give a click on that residential address. Put the click on that, give a click on that. On your address, on your residential address, just scroll down the page. Yeah, just give a click on the address. Do you see enter address manually? Yeah, just put your address now. Put your unit number, street number. Yeah, and now just scroll down the page.
Click.
And now press the back button. In the right hand side, down bottom corner of your screen, there will be a back option. In the right hand, just put the street name, 10 McEwen Street. Yeah, put 10 McEwen Street. Yeah, and now just scroll down the page, yes. State, just select, choose your state. And now do you see, there will be a checkbox. I confirm I am an Australian citizen, anything like that. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox. And now just give a click on continue. It's not letting you to do it?
No.
First of all, you just do this. Yeah, do you see a red color error has come up? Like, please enter your street name. What is your street name?
That's my street name.
So just erase the number 10. Just erase it. Yeah, and now just give a click on continue. And now in the bottom, do you see that continue? Yes. And now just give a click on the connect to bank. And now just choose over there Westpac. There will be a logo of Westpac. Just give a click on that. And now just scroll down the page. And now, first of all, put your customer number. I'm going to provide you the customer number. It's 5523. Hello? Yeah, it's 5523-6233. And now just scroll down the page. And the password which you have put it over there, just put the password as well.
No problem.
Do you see, there is this thing, verify your income. Just give a click on verify your income. Do you see, there will be a right arrow in your keyboard. There will be a right arrow on your keyboard.
Yeah, but I'm pressing it. No, listen.
You just give a click on verify your...
A friend is present.
Do you see it is written verify your income? Verify your income. Do you see that?
No.
It will be in the top. Do you see that? It will be in big letters. Verify your income. You just press the back button. You just press the. Now do you see that password come up? That password?
Wait. Right.
Yeah, just give a click on the password and put your banking password over there.
Mm-hmm.